Good morning and welcome to Perspectives, a public affairs program produced by Midwest Communications of Holland. In the 1450 WHTC newsroom, I'm News Director Gary Stevens.
We're talking with Pam Sherstad of Right to Life of Michigan. A victory to a certain extent, or shall we say a hurdle climbed in the ongoing battle with the ballot initiative possible. The the petitions have been filed, and if the legislature doesn't concur, it looks as if voters in 2014 will decide on the abortion coverage as part of the new health insurance landscape in Michigan. If it's passed, Michigan will be the ninth state to have new restrictions on this. As one who has been actively campaigning for this, was this pretty much an expected result, or are you guys a little bit delightfully surprised on it?
We definitely expected that the Board of Canvassers would validate the signatures, which volunteers collected throughout the summer. It was just October 4th that more than 316,000 signatures were submitted to the Board of Canvassers to initiate the Abortion Insurance Opt-Out Act. We know that Michigan citizens do not want to pay for someone else's abortion with their tax dollars or with their insurance premiums. And so with the Abortion Insurance Opt-Out Act becoming law, we are advocating for a quick vote in the Michigan House and the Michigan Senate. With a simple majority vote, the Abortion Insurance Opt-Out Act becomes law in the state of Michigan. I think, too, it's so important for people to realize that this has nothing to do with the legalization of abortion. It has everything to do with who pays.
Now, Pam, let me get the Right to Life reaction to a couple of statements that have been made in the past. First, about the initial effort that was vetoed by the governor last year. The governor said at the time, an intrusion on the private health insurance system. Does that argument stand any of it validity now, or was it at the time maybe a valid argument? Now, with the changing landscape, it isn't.
Well, I think you made a good point. There are nine other states who have already opted out of abortion coverage in private insurance, but 23 other states have already opted out of abortion coverage in the health care plans that are offered through the exchanges because of the national health care reform. We saw with the Affordable Care Act going more into effect in 2014, that is a game changer. People will be subsidizing others for them to purchase health insurance. And that's why it's so important that we here in Michigan make sure that our tax dollars and also our insurance premiums do not go for abortion if that's our choice. For those who believe in abortion, who support abortion, an optional rider may be obtained.
Now, the other comment was made by State Senate Minority Leader Gretchen Whitmer of East Lansing, who blasted the efforts by Right to Life, this current effort, as, quote, one of the most misogynistic proposals I have ever seen, end quote. Besides the fact she used a 25-cent word there, let's just say perhaps that Minority Leader Whitmer was speaking more as a Democrat than maybe as a neutral observer on this.
Well, I think, too, there's people in Michigan, and I think most people, do see a fundamental difference between health care, which heals, and a procedure, which kills an innocent human being. Abortion is not health care. And with the Abortion Insurance Opt-Out Act, we will have the choice. People will have the freedom to choose a plan which does not include abortion. It will keep their tax dollars and health insurance premiums from paying for abortion, while at the same time giving those who do support abortion, who do believe in abortion, the option of obtaining a rider for that. I think, too, it's a little amazing, all the attention for the Abortion Insurance Opt-Out Act at this time, because, like I said, 23 other states have already opted out of abortion coverage in the health care plans available on the exchanges in their states. And so Michigan, we're hoping to be state number 24.
Now, the other thing, though, Pam, is the fact that perhaps some of the outcry or the backlash on this might be efforts by those who want to basically keep everything status quo. They don't want to see any changes whatsoever. And so if any change, even if it is common sense, is put forward, it's seen as an attack on women. It's seen as an attack on the Roe v. Wade decision, attack on personal rights and personal freedoms. It just seems as if it's an instinctive act instead of maybe a measured response to look at the issue completely around and then finally make a response based on a completely objective look at the matter.
Sure. I think we can look back. We have had a legal abortion through all 9 months of pregnancy for more than 40 years in our country, and yet this is still a very hot topic. And it's a hot topic because we know that abortion ends an innocent human life. And we need to continue to accept that reality. And as our elected officials grapple with policy issues, we need to recognize that truth. And in this case, again, abortion is not health care. Abortion kills a living, developing human being. And I believe, and I know the people, the volunteers, the thousands of volunteers who helped circulate and obtain more than 300,000 signatures to initiate this legislation, believe that people should have that freedom to decide whether or not their health care plan includes abortion. And so we want to make that option available in Michigan. I think, too, it's important to recognize the federal health care law specifically gives states the authority to decide this question. The health care law provides this provision. And so Michigan is looking at that, and we want to make that available for our state, too. As I've mentioned, 23 states have already opted out of abortion coverage.
Pam, one final question. Should the legislature or the governor not, well, actually, the governor does not have the veto power on this situation. The legislature, by approving it, would make it a law. But should the legislature not act on this, and this matter does go to the ballot box in 2014, Michigan Right to Life would have to feel optimistic based on the efforts in getting signatures on petitions that public sentiment, when they go to the polls, probably in 11 months from now, will decide in your favor. You have to feel confident that way.
Well, we do know that, again, Michigan citizens do not want to pay for someone else's abortion with their tax dollars or their health insurance premiums, and that's what this is about. I'm hopeful, Gary, that we will not see this on the ballot, but that our lawmakers will have the opportunity to, again, vote on this. As you've mentioned, this is legislation which passed less than a year ago here in Michigan. Our lawmakers want to see this in place. And so as citizens who volunteered and collected signatures, we're providing that opportunity for our House members and our senators to, again, vote on the Abortion Insurance Opt-Out Act.
This past Friday, Zeeland held a day-long celebration for its West High School football team, winning its third state championship in 9 years with a 34-27 victory over DeWitt in the Division III championship game on November 30th at Ford Field in Detroit. It climaxed with an assembly involving the entire community at Zeeland West High's gymnasium. And West Athletic Director Mark Worley says that the plaudits for Coach John Chilodeau and his Ducks, well-deserved.
We've done this before, and it's really special. And, you know, we're always going to celebrate and honor the achievement that comes with, you know, the amount of time and energy and commitment that really is involved in this undertaking. So we're certainly proud of that. But who we are, it's just a product of a lot of people working really hard and, you know, getting to a point where they match and meet a goal. So it's been fun.
Mark, it begs the question then that has it become, quote-unquote, old hat, winning a state title?
Never will it become old hat. The achievement is you know, I think when, you know, it, when your program gets to the point where you have had success, I think expectations rise. But I don't think the expectations of our football program that maybe the community has ever outweigh the expectations that our players and our coaching staff has about doing their best. I mean, that really is the goal in sport, is to do everything you're supposed to do and be prepared to be as good as you can be. And I don't know that you always know where that is at the end of the year. Certainly we're one of eight schools that, you know, is happy and excited about the achievements of the season. But, you know, had it not gone our way on Saturday night, we still would have been really proud of the achievements of this year's crew. So, no, we refuse to accept that it's old hat. You know, each year is a year unto itself, and we're really proud and humble with, you know, the opportunity to represent our school and the district and the community of Zeeland with such a nice achievement.
And that's Perspectives for this week. From the 1450 WHTC Newsroom, I'm Gary Stevens. Thank you very much for joining me, and listen again next week at this time for more Perspectives.